It's the weekend. He's Bish. This is John Bishop's Alphabet Soup. City Talk 105.9.
To the show with John Bishop. This is the Alphabet Soup. It is, depending on what time that you're listening, Saturday night or Sunday afternoon or on the internet, whenever you like. What's happened is this is a different show today. It's a unique show. It's a show that's going to change radio forever because the big lad's not here. Big Kelvin's not here. He's off doing other things that involve horses. Not in that way, but in the other way. So he's away doing that. So that means that I had no one to talk to. And because I had no one to talk to, I decided to recruit somebody with nothing to do. So I've got a guest today. It's Paul McGrattan. Hello, lad.
Hi, John.
Very good, how are you?
Not too bad.
I've actually nicked you off Fitzy's show, haven't I? Because that's really where you pop up more often on the Saturday morning.
Which would have been this morning if it's Saturday night.
It would have been this morning if it was Saturday night. We don't want people to know the magic of radio that there we're not go. Really there.
Like the Jonathan Ross show, isn't it?
Yeah. That's it now. Now we can't stay. Now we've ruined the illusion now because you've told them. So yeah, you're normally popping up there, but you've graced us with your presence. You've probably not listened to this show, have you?
I have a little bit, yeah.
No, you haven't. No, you haven't.
Now and again.
Again?
Now and again.
Well, go on then. Why is it called Alphabet Soup?
Because you pick letters and...
Well done, lad!
There you go, see?
I wasn't expecting that.
There you go.
I thought you were going to say it was something to do with food. Well done. No. Well, hang on a second. It's bleeding shit. I'm sat in a chair in the studio. You've seen it. You lie down on it. It's not a chair. It's a freaking Lilo. What's that? My back will go. I'll be too far away from the mic. So, yeah, so that's the thing. We pick letters and we have a chat about it. Although the letter this week is brilliant because of what's just happened. It's P.
For Paul.
For Paul, yeah. P for Paul.
Genius.
But it's... Have you seen what Jamie Oliver's called his kid? Just had a daughter. Petal.
Petal. Well, there's Poppy, isn't there? Petal.
He's got Poppy. Petal. And there's another one, Cauliflower or something, the other one. I don't know what the other one's called, but I mean, you can't call your daughter Petal.
Poppy, Petal.
I mean, you know, if you were there, that's it, get closest to the mic, lad. If you were chatting a girl up and you said, what's her name? And she said, Petal. It's not.
It's like a, is that what the Geordies call everyone, innit? I Petal.
Pet. They call him Pet.
Yeah, I'm Petal, yeah.
They call him Pet. But I mean,
it wouldn't put me off.
Unless you're a lap dancer, it's just an odd name, innit?
It wouldn't put me off, though.
You don't think so? No. I think it's lovely when there are four or five in the queues, but when they're 27. You know what I mean? Imagine what she's like when she's 30, got kids of her own. What was she going to call them?
Seed.
That went down
the wrong way then.
That was the longest delayed cough I've seen ever.
It's joking then.
I wish we had a video camera then, because you started to cough in your face before it started in your chest then. You pulled the mouth. You pulled the cough mouth.
My tea went down the wrong way. It's come out my nose then, nearly.
Yeah. You pulled that cough face as if you were going to cough. And then
not come out, yeah. And then I could feel the tea.
Where your face went back, jumped out. So how's things anyway? What's going on in your life?
Not too bad.
Just to be honest, this show's more counselling. It's not really a show.
I'm just waiting for... We're going to Cannes in May. I've done a film.
Oh, of course. That's you and Neil Fitzmaurice, who's... on the drive, Simon Radio City.
Very good as well, isn't he?
He is, actually. He's took to it very, very well, to be fair.
He's took to
it very, very well. And for a lad who's got no knowledge of the music scene...
No.
Who's too old to be down with the kids, he's took to it as well. And he does the show on the Saturday mornings. And what was the film? What's made me say Johnny?
Charlie
Knows R.I.P.
So that's launched in Cannes in May. So we're going over for that, which should be good.
So have you seen it?
No.
Has anyone seen it?
Neil has, obviously. He's written and starred in it, so. No, I haven't seen it. I've seen little clips of it, but I haven't seen it. I'm going to wait, because it's been, you know, been a while now, so I'm going to wait until the finished article. So it should be good. It's good. It's funny.
You're going to wait till a finished article. So yeah. So when you see it...
Yeah.
I mean, how does it work? If somebody's in a film...
Yeah.
The only person who sees it's like the editor and the director until everyone sees it. At like
basically, yeah.
So there's not going to be a cast preview before they throw it?
I don't think so. No, they might have an air done it.
Not so. Like a Fitzy's house. They'll just say, come around, I've got a DVD to
yeah,
watch.
There's it'll probably be in St. John's Market before anywhere else yet, so... yeah, but no, we have to wait till May. So it's not long now. Where are we now? April.
April.
So next month, yeah. Just before. Cannes, and then straight to Rome for the Champions League final. So
it's a busy week for you, lad, isn't it?
It'll be a busy week, yeah.
Busy week for you. Obviously, this is all
filling the gaps.
Filling the gaps.
Yeah. Till May. Yeah, till the real stuff starts.
Yeah. But obviously, this is all. We're just making it clear that as an actor.
that's a very generous term, John. As someone who's acted in one film, yeah. So don't you call me an actor as such,
an out of work actor. Yeah. But all actors are out of work, aren't they?
Yes.
All actors are out of work.
Some for longer than others, though.
Yeah. So everyone now, when we're having this economic downturn, everyone who's losing their job can just say, I haven't really lost my job, yeah. I'm just an actor.
It hasn't changed my life in the slightest, so I wouldn't be
the economic downturn.
No,
hang on.
Phone's
gone. That's my fault.
Unprofessional.
In fact, I think it's someone from Radio City phoning me, I think. Hang on a sec. Hello? Molly, I'm in the studio. All right, well, no, we're cracking on, but thanks a million. Tell him to pop in if he wants to. Thank you. Bye. Isn't that lovely? Doesn't that show you how brilliant communication is these days? Because Molly's phoned me from about 5 yards away. Phoned me from 5 yards away just to tell me that there's an engineer available, Steve is available, but we're all sorted.
We're doing all right so far.
Well, yeah, we're sorted. Well, basically what people need to know, and you know because you've been in the studio, and people can come in if they want to and have a look on the tours of a weekend, and it's worth it. It's full of stuff, isn't it? Basically, it's just full of stuff. And they've changed all the stuff that's in here, so I don't know how any of it works. How are we, kid? I sit there where you sit, although a bit closer to the microphone.
Yeah. I'll be eating this soon if I get any nearer.
Why don't you sit behind it instead of under? You were talking to the microphone there like it was a grape being fed to you. I sit there because he sits here. Because what happened when I was doing the sister station, Radio City, and I was on that side, I used to work all the desks, and then they've replaced it. And it just looks different. It just looks different. And I suppose also, to give Kelvin a job.
Are you on Radio City then?
No, this is City Talk.
Are we on City Talk?
We're on City Talk.
Oh, okay.
We're on City Talk.
You've been moved.
Yeah. I'm sure so.
I don't know what to say, up or down.
Sort of sideways. To a different demographic.
Yeah.
They've moved us to a different audience.
Different clientele.
Yeah, they've obviously looked at it and thought, I'd say, what?
It's not working.
It doesn't sound right with him introducing Take That. Sounds a bit suspect. So, girls allowed, you know, they never came in for a photo shoot on my show.
No.
So they thought, well, let's move him over. Because all he can do is warble on. So anyway, since I've moved over, they changed all the studio now. But if anyone gets a chance, come up, because not on a day like today.
It's a good
normally,
view,
isn't it? Normally.
It is a good view from the tower.
Except when it's... Have you been up here when it's windy?
Last time it was quite windy, and apparently someone got
it
get a bit seasick. People go home and get a bit...
No, I can't do it. It moves, and I can't remember whether I've got this right. It either moves 6 inches or 6 degrees. One or the other. which may even be the same thing. And I have to lie down. I can't do it. It knocks me sick.
Yeah, it would be a bit... I think it says like a meter. The meter given it, which is quite
is
a lot,
it a
really,
meter give? Some, yeah.
Might be...
Well, it'd be a meter, that would be...
That might be nonsense. Just made that up there.
Neither of us are engineers, are we?
Some engineers say a meter has fallen over the notes.
It's swaying. It's made out of rubber. That's why it's moving. But it is. It's horrible. Horrible. And I think... It's horrible, but it's exciting, because there's going to be one day where I don't know how, when they've built this, whether they've sort of judged how windy is too windy.
It was windy last week, wasn't it?
That's
so
what I mean.
Imagine last week.
There's some winds where you go, let's clear town.
I wouldn't be up the tower.
Let's just clear town. I'd rather be up the tower than down below, because it's shaped like a UFO. There's a chance if it went, we could survive. But, you know, if I was downstairs in Greg's, you've got no chance. If this fell on you, you've had it. I mean, even the people who were in Greg's, you know, they look like you could land a lot of things on them and they bounce, but not this.
Not the sour.
And also, the other thing as well, which not many people know, and this must have been assessed, these studios that were in, the metal, and the boss was telling me that each one, I think, weighs 25 ton.
These little rooms that we're in now?
Yeah, they're all metal because they're soundproofed. So there's about four or five.
Cartons in?
So, yeah, well, this used to be a cafe. So it wasn't made for this.
Tower restaurant, was it? Used to spin around and...
Did you ever come in? Were you too young?
So now I might be too young, yeah. That's good. Yeah, it's in the 80s. I don't remember that.
Well, you're at school.
Nearly 25 now, John.
So, what we're going to do, we're supposed to be... Hang on, I went off the microphone here. Sorry about that, because I'm moving over it. I've got a nephew who's a student, and... Because we used to sit here and warble, me and Kelvin, had nothing to talk about. I got the student to come up with four or five things, beginning with the letter of the week. And in return, he gets food and some vouchers for heating. Whatever students need. And if we've done this show, we haven't done P. No, we haven't done P. We're on the lesser P.
Don't you go in order? Did you just pick one?
No, we're supposed to do it in order, but I can't remember. I can't remember from one week to the next. That's why I have soft
on. Last week and work back?
Well, that's what I mean. Last week was a bit of a cock-up because they played the same show out twice.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
So that good they played it twice.
And the amazing thing was we got that many listeners, nobody knows. It's only me, man, who phoned up and said, you're saying the same stuff again. That's probably the same. It's the same show with a different letter saying the same thing.
Well, anyway, you got two lots of...
Yeah. He got two pot noodles last week. But he sent stuff through. I tell you what, the reason I thought we might have done it is because I was talking about this morning. Pokemon. He sent Pokemon. You don't know anything about that, do you?
No.
See, because you're single, no kids, you've got... That means nothing to you.
Technically not single, but I've got no kids.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Not married.
Not married, no kids. Well, no kids, really. I can't imagine that even just being married would make you be interested in Pokemon.
It's some sort of... Is it a cartoon or is it just cards, is it all? I've heard of it, but I've got no... The kids go mad swapping them, don't they?
Yeah. It's the whole thing. They do cards, films.
Is it a film of Pokemon?
Yeah, there's a film. It's a film. You ain't in it. You're up for a pass.
That's because I'm out of work actor, that's why. I would have been available at the time, I can guarantee you that.
You're up for a pass, a little yellow thing running around. It's a cartoon, and it's a film, and it was developed... by Nintendo in 1995, and its value on the market is $1.5 billion.
It's not bad.
I've just made that up.
Just read that?
I've just made it up. Completely made it up. But no one's going to argue with it.
No one's going to.
If you're seeing kids arguing over the cards. You know when you were a kid, did you have football cards?
Yeah, Panini. Panini stickers, didn't we? Yeah.
I didn't.
In the album.
I didn't. How did you get on?
All right. You used to have like a swap shop as well, so you swap, got, need.
A swap shop?
Yeah. You go to like like civic centres and that to go. I think there was one in Kirby you used to go and you'd take all your thing, you could swap them all and fill it. But I think they were like 10p for six, but probably more now. They're still going, Panini.
Did you do it though?
I did it.
To the civic centre?
I did the swap, yeah. And no, White Leisure Centre it was. It was one in Kirby one in night.
Yeah, yeah.
We used to go and imagine now there'd be carnage now, wouldn't it, for them? But what do they swap now? Is it the same, I'm sure?
No, do you swap Pokemons? Do you swap any?
But how many can there be? Because at least the footy, there was every team and you used to get like the you know, the FA Cup and all and fill it in, but...
You know what? I never got into it. You know why I never got into it? And this is honest to God's truth. It's because they were 10p. And I used to think, I'm never going to have enough
money.
But
when you were a kid, 10p was different from
when I was a kid, you could buy a horse for 10p. Yeah, but whatever they were, I remember thinking, I'll never have enough money to buy all of them, so I'm not going to start and disappoint myself.
You used to get 20p after junior school, go and get a 10p mix and packet of stickers.
10p mix. What would you get for 10p mix now? 3/4 of a packet of Swizzles?
10 penny sweets. Exactly the same.
But I don't think they have penny sweets anymore, do they?
I think so, yeah.
Do they?
Yeah. News agents.
Yeah. Well, we'll probably...
Have to check.
We'll probably get news agents phoning up saying, no, the 2 euro now.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what was the best card that you'd have? Was there a card when you were on the Paninis? Was there a card?
It wasn't card, it was stickers. You peel back
stickers,
the thing.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
stick
sorry.
It on,
was there a sticker? But like, I don't know, I'm trying to think. What era are we talking about here?
When I was that, I'd say mid-80s. So.
Mid-80s. Yeah. So, I mean, there's obvious players from here. I don't mean like John Barnes and all that. I'm on about like, you know, the players that you couldn't get.
Kenny Dalglish's manager when I did, I remember getting him, he was player manager, so that must have been 86, which would have made me 8, 9, yeah, so that's about right.
Yeah,
so got Kenny Dalglish.
But if you got Kenny Dalglish, that's all right around here. I'm sure Panini made a lot of Kenny Dalglish's, but I'm just trying to think of who was playing for another team. You know, like the left back from Nottingham Forest or something like that. Like Kenny Burns was a good player for Nottingham Forest, but somebody you've never heard of.
Yeah.
They mustn't make a lot of them. I can't believe...
He wouldn't have been far off Stuart Pearce then, would he? He'd have made his debut in the late 80s, should I imagine.
Stuart Pearce?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd have been about 18 at Forest, wouldn't he?
But what I mean is, when you're doing the pinning, I tell you, have you seen that advert with Carlton Palmer?
He's in the bath.
He would have been. That's the best advert on the telly by a million miles. Yeah. By a million miles.
Is that Skybet, is it?
I can't remember what it is.
It's one of them, do you get your money back if you...
Yeah, I was talking to Calvin about it. I just think it's a brilliant advert. But Carlton Palmer must have been on a Panini sticker.
He would have been, yeah.
And he was
in the early 90s.
He was incredible player.
He's got England caps, Carlton Palmer.
I know. Gordon Taylor gave him to him. He was incredible.
Graham Taylor
gave him to him. But he...
Gordon Taylor probably took them off him.
Probably said it's unfair and all the other players in the union.
How the PFA, can we have that cap back, please? It's not on.
In fact, when he's in the bath...
He's a better actor than he is at footy player. No, like myself.
When he was in the bath, I was expecting him to go out the water with the ass on. That's what I'd do if I was Colton Power, because just to prove to the world that you got it. So, yeah. So, of all the can you remember one Panini sticker thing that I just need to get? I don't know, John Bailey from Everton or something. I just need that one.
There would have been, I can't remember, it was 20 years ago, but there would have been one that you need to do, like, to finish your
squad.
You need. You know, I think it was Glenn Cockerill, I think.
Glenn Cockerill?
Remember him? Did he play for Southampton?
Glenn Cockerill, yeah.
I don't know where that's come from, but I can remember needing Glenn Cockerill. So, where to pull that from, I don't know.
But you know, if you were Glenn Cockerill,
yeah,
like it's all right if you're Kenny Dalglish at the time, or whoever. There'd be loads of pictures of you talking about. But if you were Glenn Cockerill, after training, would you go and buy Panini?
No,
I'd buy him just to get.
I just get 2 10-pence mixes.
I keep buying them to put them in. Say, that was me, that kid, when your dad was Glenn Cockerill.
Take the kids in. 20-pence mix, please.
Yeah. So, the Pokemon does all of that stuff. Because what happens in the game, they become trainers. If you're good at Pokemon, I've no idea what this means. And any parent listening will tell you, like, when you were getting stickers, you get a sticker, I don't know, Joe Jordan, and you'd swap Joe Jordan for Alan.
I wouldn't have Joe Jordan, me.
Well,
you might have had Joe Jordan.
I'm just trying to think of people. And you'd swap him for him.
Yeah.
But with Pokemon, what happens is you get a card.
You used to swap Stanley Matthews for Tom Finney, didn't you?
Yeah, the cigarette packet. But with Pokemon, you get a card, right? And you can make that card better than the other card because they wave it around or something. And then that card becomes a trainer and trains all the other cards. It's like a...
The kids
looking at your face.
I'm lost. I don't know. How can it be a trainer?
But it's... You know what it is?
The kids were going berserk in school, wasn't they? They had to ban them from school.
Yeah. Oh, they, honestly, they go mad. But you listen to kids talking about it. It's like another language. It's like a complete other world. And I'm sure someone somewhere's laughing their head off. Because someone must have just made it up as a giggle. They must have done. And just thought, no one will do this.
It won't catch on.
That's what we need to do to come up with something that we won't catch on. Right, we're going to have a break now. During the break, we're going to think of things that won't catch on. And we'll come back and tell you after this. You're listening to John Bishop. Ow. My headphones just fell off then. Look at that. I've got my headphones wrapped around the seat. This is radio. The lad sits, that's why. Anyway, we'll be back after this.
John Bishop. Alphabet Soup. City Talk 105.9. Pete Price. Unzipped.
So you actually carry a knife?
You've got to, Peter. But people don't understand that if we don't carry knives, man, we're going to get knifed. Do you know what I'm saying, Pete? It's a dog-eat-dog world. Live by the sword and die by the sword, mate.
Pete Price. Unzipped.
I've been brought up to be a racist, and unfortunately because of that, because I've been indoctrinated from an early age, I am racist to this day. I'm not proud of that, and I'm trying to change it, you know, as we speak.
Pete Price. Unzipped. Sunday night at 10.
Close your eyes. Now you can see what a soldier can see as he pursues a dangerous insurgent. Nothing. You're in a dark tunnel. There could be a tripwire to your right, there could be a tripwire to your left, and he's getting away. Keep your eyes closed. What do? Show us your army skills online. Search online for Start Thinking Soldier. First mission starts 6th of April. One army, regular and territorial.
City Talk Tower Tours are running again, giving you the chance to see the ever-changing signature skyline of Liverpool from 450 feet above the city centre. Take in the breathtaking panoramic views of the Wirral, Lancashire, the Welsh Hills and beyond, and go behind the scenes of our state-of-the-art studios. There are tours every weekend as well as twilight tours on Tuesday and Thursday evenings. Book now on 0151 472 6800 or log on to citytalk.fm/tower tours.
Roy Basnett.
Good morning, Sir Patrick.
Good morning to you.
I'm led to believe that in a galaxy far, far away, there's a potential for an Earth.
Well, in fact, it's not in a galaxy far, far away. It's in our own galaxy, this particular one.
Is it your opinion that certain people being naive to assume that there isn't intelligent life form, and do you believe that it does exist?
I'm quite certain about it. See, we haven't actually found life anywhere except on the Earth, but I'm sure it's there. And I have a feeling, that Mars may be the key.
Roy Basnett. Roy Basnett. Weekdays from 2 a.m. Essential listening for early morning Liverpool. City Talk 105.9. It's the weekend. He's Bish. This is John Bishop's Alphabet Soup. City Talk 105.9.
Welcome back to the show. You're with John Bishop and Paul McGrattan. It's Alphabet Soup in the absence of Mr. Roberts. We're making a fist of the show. It's City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. The voice of Liverpool. So, we were just on the letter P. We've just eliminated Pokemon. And what were those? Pirelli? I can't remember what the cards were called.
Panini?
Stickers. Panini stickers.
Panini
stickers. Did they, what, does something else, oh, Panini's a butty, isn't it?
It's like a, is it Italian, like, on a, yeah, it's on like a, Chia batter thing, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a posh. It's a butty that's been ran over, because you look at it and you think, oh, that looks lovely. And then they say, do you want me to toast it? And it comes back flat, burnt,
and the rock
red
hard,
hot.
Rock hard.
Yeah.
No good with your off and ears.
Yeah.
Eat them up the side of your mouth.
Yeah, no good. No good, no good. So we've just done that. What else have we got here? What else is the students? Oh, Paddy's Day. What did you do on Paddy's Day?
Nothing.
Nothing? You're not Irish. You must be Irish with a name like that.
Well, I think my granddad was Irish, but I'm not.
Was he Irish or Scottish? Is McGrath an Irish?
No, it's Irish, yeah. Cork, I think my granddad was from.
Cork.
I didn't know him. What was that?
Cork.
What? That's again?
That's what they like when if the people from Cork, you say, where you're from, they go, I'm from Cork.
That is
Cork.
A really, really bad Irish accent.
No, it's a Cork accent. It's
a nothing. I don't know what
No,
it is.
Irish aren't Irish. Cork's not Irish. Cork is, I'm from Cork. I'm from Cork. I like everything in Cork. Cork's the best place in the world.
Being Irish, I'm afraid.
That's it.
So the Cork aren't Irish.
No,
so what
are
they?
No, what I mean is, in Cork, people in Cork think Cork.
Don't talk like that. I've never been, but they don't talk. Cork.
They talk about that.
If anyone's from Cork, you'll be getting emails from Cork.
I tell you, boy. Watch the wind. The wind that shakes the barley. Watch that film, and you'll hear people talking like that. Oh, I hate the British here in Cork.
That's really bad. It's no.
There'll be people phoning up going, I didn't know you had someone from Cork on the radio. But it is, because they have this thing in Cork, like everywhere else in Ireland happens to be Irish, but in Cork, they just think, you know, they're better than everyone else in Ireland. It's honest to God, so you speak to anyone in Cork and they go, where are you from?
I'm going to make that my business and see, do they talk like that, but I'll guarantee that they don't say Cork.
I'm telling you now, I bet you, I just wish there was some way I could deal with this. Yeah,
the first two were really bad. You're getting it towards the end, but it was the first one was,
Cork.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's it. Dude, with the side of my mouth, that's like, Cork. Come from Cork. Well, Paddy's Day, 17th of March, what do you put on here? It's a national holiday of Ireland, it's a bank holiday, Oh, I'll tell you what you didn't know, he was Welsh, you know.
St. Patrick?
Yeah.
Was he?
He was a Welsh priest. That's not written here, I'm just seeing if it is written here. But he was Welsh, and he went over as a missionary, and he's supposed to got rid of all the snakes, didn't he?
No idea.
Do you know anything about it?
No idea. No, probably done it in school, but I didn't take much notice.
Didn't you go to a Catholic school?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
How can you go to a Catholic school and not know St. Patrick got rid of all the snakes? Every Catholic kid...
Probably listening to someone else when they were telling me something.
Every Catholic kid knows that. It's the one good thing about going to a Catholic school.
So why is he painting Saint of Cork if he's Welsh?
Why did I say Cork? You said Cork. No, he was... I'm convinced. I might be wrong. I'm just looking if he's got it written here, but he hasn't. I'm convinced he was a Welsh... not priest, missionary, who went over to Ireland... this is before the Irish were really good.
When's this? When we talking here?
Ages ago. Before before telly.
Before BBC Two started.
Let me see. Is he got a date on here? St. Patrick's Day. The Feast of St. Patrick. Right, I'm going to see what it says. He's the patron saint of Northern Ireland. Of Ireland. He was a Roman-born British Christian missionary. Missionary, I've said all that wrongly. He was a Roman Briton. Hang on. And he was a Christian missionary, patron saint of Ireland, along with Bridget of Kildare and Columbia. And he was educated... That's it, yeah. He was educated at a monastery and school of divinity founded in Langwith. This is fascinating. He was about 14 when he was captured by Irish raiders and taken from his native Wales as a slave to Ireland, where he lived for 6 years before escaping and returning to his family. And after entering the church, he later returned to Ireland as a missionary in the north and the west of the island. But little is known about the places where he worked, and there's no link can be made between Patrick and any church. By the 8th century, he'd become revered as a saint.
So he went from being a slave to being...
Yeah. Now, if you were 14, someone came and nicked you from home, took you somewhere as a slave...
So they took me from Haiti and I got dumped in, say, Ormskirk.
As a slave. Because it'll be the same like the Welsh and the Irish. They can't understand each other. So if you go from
Slipping walls in Ormskirk.
Cutting grass in Ormskirk. And then 6 years later...
You escape. Down the 58.
Yeah.
On the 57.
You wouldn't go back, would you?
No, I wouldn't go back, no.
That's amazing. He went back.
Back as... doing charity work as well, not just going back.
Not going back.
So he thought, I know it's a slave there, I'll go back and help them.
They're probably thinking, they weren't all bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean,
them are all right.
Yeah, the slave master, the beatings I didn't like, but they weren't all bad. I think I'll go back. And it says
And how did he rise to be...
I think people just sort of decided they needed a saint and Patrick was a good name.
Yeah.
Because it just says here, there's no evidence of to date with certainty when he lived, but it appears that he was active during the second half of the 5th century, so that's about 400. They've got two letters written by him. I wonder who he wrote to. Must have wrote to his mum.
It's not too bad, this slave lark. I'm going to stay and do some mission work just as I turn 20. I've been with this lovely family for 6 whole years.
Yeah. And they've started.
I've decided it's not too bad after all.
They've just let me have a bath.
Once you get used to these chains, it's actually all right.
That's brilliant, that.
P.S. Send us some potatoes over.
Yeah, because we...
They're going to run out in about 300 years. We'll stock up now. I can see it coming. But they'll have loads in Cork.
Loads in Cork. Who's got the letters? It doesn't say where the letters are. Someone's got the letters. How did they know they're off him? Unless it's a postcard. As you say, it was a postcard. Because it couldn't have been written that well if he was in chains.
No. Not if he's... scraping the walls in chains and...
Well, where's the scraping of the walls thing come from?
Well, they said he went as a slave. I don't know what he was doing to him. I'm just, he could have been...
You've just insulted every painter and decorator listening to
this. He's doing...
I don't want to decorate him, but I was a slave.
Well, you said he was doing the garden, so I don't know. What's he doing? What was he doing?
He wasn't
on the boat, was he? You picture the road, the slaves rowing, don't you? But he wasn't rowing across
like
the Irish Sea, was he? Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Spartacus slaves.
So I'm just thinking something.
I wonder, in that time, when the Irish came and nicked people to be slaves, what they made them do?
Why did they come over it? Why didn't they just take other Irish people? Why?
So what did they do?
Come over on a boat, take people, take them back and have them doing what?
I don't know. Maybe that's where...
Was it just Wales? Was it just the Welsh that they took?
Maybe that's where the Irish dancing began, because he just made them walk on coal. And you keep your hands straight.
The Irish jig.
The river dance. Come on. Make the salute. That's why in Irish dancing in the river dance, no one moves their hands because they were chained up. brilliant. Then there you go, St. Patrick's Day. And apparently he lived from 30... How did he know this? How did he know? 1390
you don't do
it.
You can't be sure. People say when I was in school, right? Jesus was born. I'm Catholic. Jesus was born 2,000 years ago, right? I left school in 1994, I think, and still it's 2,000 years ago. It never moves on, does it? You know, I'm thinking if I'm 80, people are going to say Jesus was born. It must be 2,070 sort of now. It's just rounded off, isn't it? When's it going to be 2,234? It's just Right across the board, isn't it? When was Jesus born? 2,000 years ago. But he's been like 2,000 for 30 years.
Bible people are like that. Like
Bible people?
Bible people.
Catholics?
You know, yeah. Christian, like it says here, St. Patrick was 70 when he died. I can't believe people were living to 70 then.
No.
Good evenings now.
He had 6 years hard labour.
6 years hard labour.
40 to 20, you mean? They're your main years.
He
never went out. He wasn't enjoying Dublin.
And the other thing is,
pint of Guinness for half a Guinness for Christmas Day.
Going out to Temple Bar all the hen weekends coming over.
Yeah, and he was Welsh, and his name was Patrick, and Patrick's an Irish name. So,
well, no, but I think maybe at that time it wasn't.
No, Deepole.
Yeah, no,
He changed it.
No, he became, like, fashionable, and so they started...
Just call him, yeah. So they thought ages for his name, didn't they? What can he call him?
Who'd have thought in years to come, Petal may be the same type of name, you know what I mean? Just take over. She may become the patron saint of people in trackies.
Yeah.
Who's to know? But that's what I mean, like Jesus said to be 2,000 years old. Do you know how old Noah was when he died?
I'm going to say something crazy, 120.
960.
No.
960. In the Bible it says he was 960.
How good is he? He's thinking, just another 40 years, I can hit the thousand. imagine you get to 950, you're thinking... I feel all right today.
Yeah,
and then when he's about 958, he's thinking, the arthritis is kicking in here.
I'm going to have to take more of that fish oil while we're out on the boat. Yeah.
He'd have been on it nearly his 10th telegram, wouldn't he?
To be fair, he may well have been knocked off by his kids, because how'd you organise a 1,000th birthday party?
Cost a fortune in presents over the years, though. Not again.
All the people he's met. All the animals would want to come. They don't want to bring their kids. Yeah. I think there's a good chance that somebody let him fall down the stairs at 960.
960, yeah.
Good innings. There's another thing here as well that he's put down the students. Pearl Harbor. Have you seen that film? That was a film.
Yeah, Ben Affleck.
You'd have been good in that.
Do you think so?
Yeah, you've got a bit of Ben Affleck look about you.
Oh, there's a phone again.
It's Ben Affleck.
Pearl Abbott's done. Not Pearl Abbott, so it'd be...
It's Ben Affleck, I'll have to say. Ben, no. Sorry, Ben. No, I know.
He's doing Fitzy's show.
Yeah, no, Ben. No, he's here. You can't come. I've already got him. What? Ben, no. It doesn't work like that, Ben. And I know you're supposed to be mates with what's-his-name, who's now in the Bourne Identity and meant to be dead air, but it doesn't matter, Ben. Glad he got in first.
Matt Damon. He's definitely done the best out of them two, hasn't he?
Oh, Matt Damon. I tell you what,
Allegedly, they didn't write that.
Yeah. Thank you. I've had this discussion with Soft Ollies when he sat here. Goodwill Hunting.
And
I've said to him, we've had this chat because it's a brilliant film. My oldest lad,
Joe. You'd do well to write that first go, wouldn't you? They sat in a room, two of them. Matt Damon, and then to come up with that would take some, because as a writer yourself, you know, it's hard to...
Yeah, but my oldest lad, it's his favourite film, it's a brilliant film, it's Charlie Joel's favourite film, and I was talking to him about it, and I'm saying, well, it's got everything, good story to it, and it just makes you think and everything, and they write that, and it gets an Oscar, and then they never write another thing again.
Yeah. I think it was sort of, they were two up-and-coming actors, you know, they're both... It was a good thing. Let's push these out for this and the careers, you know, the level up back. But I would say Matt Damon's been in a lot more better films than Ben Affleck.
He's been,
you know, Jason Bourne's like modern day Bond, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's cool, isn't he?
But what was Ben Affleck in? He was in...
he's done a few turkeys, hasn't he?
He was in one where he had to wear a suit, which was just funny. A superhero one.
Was he?
Oh, what was he? And he just looked stupid. He looked like he was going to a fancy dress
not
party.
The one with Jessica Alba in, was it?
Oh, I can't remember what it was called now. Oh, I hate this. You hear people on the radio. You know, you hear people on the radio and they go, oh, it was so-and-so. And you think, you've been given that. You're not like me now trying to work your brain to remember what that film was that Ben Affleck was in. They'd have an assistant that'd tell them. Oh, God. It was that bad I never even saw it. And he wore a red suit.
Yeah,
and it was like Captain America type thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. But he has. He's done some takes. But didn't he... wasn't he with J-Lo for a bit?
Yeah, he's been
with the two. You know what I mean.
Who's he been now?
He's not had a bad run, has he, to be fair?
I tell you, he's really good. And he's come from... I don't know if he's from Cork, but... Colin Farrell. He's cool.
Him and his eyebrow.
Yeah, did you see him on Jonathan Ross's show?
No.
He's done it the best since he went into deep. He's had problems, hasn't he, but a few things. He's had a few ailments, and it was one of the best interviews. Jonathan Ross didn't speak. He just done his stuff, and he was quite quiet. Really good. He's cool. So
quiet.
I wouldn't mind doing a bit with...
Well, how do you mean?
He kept him quiet. He was speaking, and he went into this big, deep thing about when he come out of the drink and the drugs and how he's changed his life around, and it was really deep. And Jonathan Ross just sat there and... You know, he always interrupts you, doesn't he? And he takes
tries
over.
To be clever.
Yeah, but he didn't.
When
he just,
was that?
Must be about 9 months ago, though.
I never saw that.
He was cool.
I saw him in that Bruges.
Oh, in Bruges?
Yeah.
I watched that recently. It was very good.
Good film. But his eyebrows are massive.
Yeah,
they are massive. It's like watching an owl.
Oh.
He's got massive eyebrows. But also, he's got this thing in Hollywood, apparently, where they think he's a bit of a lad.
I don't know why they think that.
Yeah. You've only got to go on the internet to find out. But...
What gives you that impression?
But he's also supposed to be, you know, the sort of rough lad made good.
Mm.
His family's loaded.
Are they?
Loaded.
Are they?
What did he start off from?
He started off
in this film where he played...
He was on a TV series over here, wasn't it?
No, it was TV series in Ireland. It's not Ballykiss Angel or something.
Possibly, yeah. I'm thinking of Darling Buns of May, where that was Catherine Zeta Jones, wasn't it?
His family lived, there's a big park in Dublin, and where like the president's house is, and his family lived.
The president of Dublin? Is it the president of Dublin?
No, the president of Ireland. The president's residence. I can't remember the name of the park. And his house is one of the houses that backs onto the park. Not the house he's got now, the house he grew up in as a kid.
Oh, so he's not like...
So
there's more to it than meets the eye, like Matt Damon and Ben Affleck.
Yeah. That's why me and you aren't in Hollywood, because, you know, we haven't had the leg up. It's got nothing to do with the lack of talent or vision or scripts.
We haven't had someone write an Oscar in a film and say, do you want us to say that you and John wrote this?
You take the credit for it.
Okay, let's have a look at it. And they said they had 4 years slogging over it, but... They might have done it, but... I very much doubt it.
No. And also, what's got me is that there's a rumour about it, but no one's ever come out after you. It's never...
Never
been
asked them. No. Have you seen Matt Damon go and say, hey, Matt. Did you write that? I think it'd get us off to the wrong foot. If you're trying to... If me and you go to Hollywood and we've got our script in our hands, we've got... You know, where's the travel lodge, Matt? It's just down there, mate. And listen, just before I go, it'd go down.
I know. I'd rather ask you about J-Lo. If I had one question, it would...
No, that's Ben Affleck. We're talking to Matt Damon now. Yeah.
No. Well, with Matt Damon, who did Matt Damon go up with? I'll tell you what I heard about him, which was brilliant, which I thought was dead clever, is when the Bourne Identity, there was some thing he was going out with someone as well, and the Bourne Identity of this, and all the paparazzi were outside his house.
Yeah.
What he did, I heard someone else referring to this in an interview, because he told them to do the same thing. What he did is he went out the house at the same time in the same clothes every day. So he went for a run in the same clothes every day. So the paparazzi were only getting the same photos.
Oh, yeah.
So then they just stopped coming.
Yeah.
Because it just looked the
You'll
same.
You'll have to remember that.
Yeah, well, that's my excuse for being scruffy. My excuse when people say, geez, every time you see
still
me...
Still got that great T-shirt on,
yeah. But it's just in case the...
I'm getting chased around Winslow and through the park.
Yeah, you don't want... You know what I mean? You don't want to give it away, do you? Don't want to give it away. So, yeah, no, I think... if anyone knows, if you are Matt Damon or Ben Affleck, or more to the point, if you're the person who wrote Good Will Hunting, I think that would be, it'd be great, wouldn't it, if it was a lad from Birkenhead who just sent it in on spec. If someone...
Tell us why that you give it to them two to take the credit. I can imagine Matt Damon writing it, but maybe not Ben Affleck, if that's harsh.
That's a bit harsh.
That's just a, it's my opinion, John.
It's a bit harsh. But, you know, I tell you what, flip side of the coin. If someone came up to you and said, yeah, that's a script, we'll give you a load of wedge, but you've just got to disappear.
Yeah.
Would you take it?
I'd probably want the credit. I'd probably want me night at the Oscars.
Yeah.
It might have to be a serious offer to, you know, to go to the Oscars and you've wrote that and you've won and that and they're standing up there waving and there's some fella sitting in some cabin somewhere who's been taken away by the...
Who's got, yeah, sold it for a grand.
You know.
I tell you what, something else I heard, and this is true, this, the fella who wrote, the full Monty.
He sold it for $8,000.
Seven, never even got eight.
Seven and a half, come on.
Seven and a half. Not even enough for a quartina.
Yeah.
Solely for that. How awesome would you be?
You'd think that to get together after it, wouldn't you, and at least round it up to 10.
Just say, look, hey. I think they did. I think the producers in the end, because it did so well, I think he did get an extra
350 million quid did that make or something?
Something ridiculous crazy. Like that, yeah. Something enough to buy a country.
I don't know. I just pulled.
I know. But it was a lot. It was more than $7,000 anyway. Right, we're going to have a break now. I was just messing with the wrong mouse there. We're going to have a break before we come back for the final couple of minutes of the Alphabet Soup. It's John Bishop, Paul McGrath, and the new Kelvin Roberts.
John Bishop, Alphabet Soup, City Talk 105.9.
Paul Jacobs.
Barbara, I don't like to get personal with you, but I do like you. Have you got a saggy bum? I'm absolutely sure you haven't, although you can never tell by a person's voice. And I'll tell you why. Listen to this from the US of A. A US psychologist has patented a bra for the bum, which she claims restores pertness to sagging buttocks. I'll tell you, there's a few in this tower could do with it, believe you me. But listen to this. Featuring straps worn around the waist and under the buttocks, the garment claims to instantly shape and add tone to the behind. Creator Karen Hart came up with a buttock clenching idea after noticing her own bottom wasn't as pert as it used to be. Well, we've all been down that road. There's no doubt about it.
Paul Jacobs.
There's no excuse now not to really get behind our national heritage. As you say, I mean, people don't come to England for the weather. They come for the history, and we've got so much of it. And today is the perfect day to celebrate that history.
Has anything to do with this lack of celebrating our National Day, political correctness or not?
I think that is part of it, actually. I think just the word nationalism has become something very negative, when in fact it really shouldn't. We should be proud of England's heritage, because it's a very rich and diverse heritage. And just the very fact that a nation's favourite dish is now chicken tikka masala does say something about how willing we are to embrace different cultures.
Paul Jacobs. Weekday afternoons from 4. City Talk 105.9. This is John Bishop's Alphabet Soup. City Talk 105.9.
Welcome back. It's the final part of the Alphabet Soup. It's John Bishop. It's Paul McGrath. It is City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. We have been discussing the letter P. We've also probably libelled ourselves by saying, yeah, Ben Affleck and Matt Damon were actually rubbish and didn't write Good Will Hunting.
Allegedly.
So we're about to finish with the happiest song in the world. But before we do, what normally happens on the show, and obviously being a regular listener, as I know you're not, what normally happens on the show is we have a word off. Now, a word off is where you have to say words beginning with the letter of the week.
Right.
So I say one, you say one, I say one, it goes backwards and forwards until one of us just collapses in a heap.
Okay.
Which, I'll be honest with you, you'll be amazed how quickly you can't remember things beginning with the letter P. All right?
So can you say names?
No, you can't say names, can you?
No.
Okay. The rules are you can't say names and you can't say places. Right. I don't think you should be able to say adjectives either. I don't think you should be able to say things like playing. But Wobbly Arse thinks he can. Kelvin says he can, so he can. Okay. So, but you can't use that one because I've just told you. All right. So it's things beginning with the letter P.
Right.
All right. So okay. You know, this has been good, this, hasn't it?
Yes, yeah,
it's been good. I think
been excellent.
We got into it. In the second half, I thought we were flying. But the first half, we were, you know, getting our shape, just trying to keep the ball. And in a few disturbances, second half we were flying. We could do this every week. Get rid of the fella from Widnes. Okay, you ready? Gonna go for the word off. You ready? Go one, on. Two, who's going first?
You can start.
All right, then. I'll start, right?
Yeah.
Punto.
Please.
Placebo.
Poison.
Go on.
Plaque.
Probation.
Where did that one come from?
Prison.
Petal.
Pelican.
Penguin.
Peculiar.
Particle.
Precision.
Precise.
No, you can't say that.
It's different words.
You just changed.
Word.
No, it's not.
Different words.
To mean the same meaning. No, precision and precise.
No, it's not.
No.
Precise.
Stewart's inquiry.
All right, then Stewart's inquiry.
Now you're thinking of other
Hang
words.
Hang on, the Stewart's in my ear. The Stewart said, carry on, I'll do another one. All right, then. People.
Places.
Platitude.
Personal.
No, you can't say it. Yeah, that's it. I won.
No, you didn't.
Won. It's over and done with. The show's over. We're going to finish with the happiest record in the world. Thanks a lot for listening. Whatever's left of your weekend, enjoy it. Me and Mr. McGrath now are going to go outside and have a fight with some penguins.
Precisely.
Precise fight with some penguins. All the best, Sarah.
Cheers.
You're listening to John Bishop, Paul McGrattan, Alphabet Soup, City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool, and here's the happiest record in the world.
Bimbo, bimbo, where you gonna go, we oh bimbo, bimbo, what you gonna do, we oh bimbo, bimbo, does your mommy know that you're going down the road to see a little girlie, oh. Bimbo is a little boy who's got a million friends, and every time he passes by, they all invite him in. He'll clap his hands, sing and dance, and talk his baby talk. With a hole in his pants and his knees sticking out, he's just big enough to walk. Bimbo, bimbo, where you gonna go, we oh? Bimbo, bimbo, what you gonna do, we oh? Bimbo, bimbo, does your mommy know that you're going down the road to see a little girlie, oh? Everybody loves